this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my life.
Please keep in touch.
This is Jessica Kiel Moore inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
The sun is always setting on this table, full of food to waste and more people to bury. No man is scared of the truth or hunger or cold. He has come to simply provide a soundtrack. Place the needle of the grass across our backs. There will be signs, there will be pain. There will be stories carved out in blood, and joy will trickle down your face. The water of angels, the mastery of the wild. He was never meant to be urban. They were born free when the others were sleeping, attempting footing. She is his reflection, a city country girl, a gold horse kissing his black. Blood on his back, scars, scratches, stories deep inside his landscape. She was waiting for him to call her name. Jesse James, of Detroit, of Brooklyn, of Southern Blues, of Harlem, of Colorado Mountains, dressed in turquoise and red coral for tongue. We are not alone. Children born in a time of sleep are finally waking up. We will find the others. We will be the soundtrack to our own discovery. Detroit jazz, poet, outlaw. Sometimes the tea is spiked.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great music. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we're in New York City at the APAP conference, and we're talking with actor, poet, publisher, activist, performer, Jessica Kiel Moore. Welcome, Jessica.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you, Joanne. I love it.
We open the program with Walkin' Up 158th Street from her CD, Black Tea, The Legend of Jessica James. She's going to tell us about this piece and this CD. But right now, enjoy.
Latino, Indian, African, any child in America wearing Yankees jackets, playing tag, double murder, child stealers. Watch them running without worry, laughing with the sunset. How can they be so happy in this ghetto? How can they be so happy in this ghetto? Running past the preppy drug dealers, shifting their smooth feet to avoid the green glass. Four legs find the door to an open apartment. This time they made it, unaware of how dangerous their footsteps seem. So close to home, so close to home. Fat girl, 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 fat girl. White V-neck t-shirt, bra too small, stuffed inside tight jeans, ponytail slick back, 40-year lipstick and dream catcher eyes. They follow her, the old men and the teenagers. They whistle and yell. They follow her, but she is lost on her own block. She wants to believe she is more beautiful than her block. When she grows up, she wants to be big, big as a house with brick windows and paper doors. She wants to draw the doorknob orange and let anyone in who'll give her a little. Man said he was gonna make her big. Man said he was gonna make her big. She wants to be big, big as a house. She'll let anyone in, yeah, anyone in who'll give her a little attention.
White blonde lady on heroin. White blonde lady on heroin. White blonde lady on heroin. White blonde lady on heroin.
White blonde lady on heroin is somebody's mama. Giving black folks the what you doing uptown stare down. White blonde lady on heroin broke her arm on New Year's Eve. Partying with her friends, prostituting on the local playground. Her bones are sleeping inside the elevator. She has a key but doesn't live in my building. I sometimes live in my building and I can never find my keys. She smiles at my family when she can find her teeth. She wants to get high but keeps falling down. She wants to get high but keeps falling down. She wants to get high but keeps falling down. This is a game she plays with herself every night. white blonde lady on heroin is somebody's mama. With brown eyes, gave birth to twins. One is a little fat girl who doesn't know she's already beautiful, so she dyes her hair blonde, snorts, shoots, and smokes herself skinny. She, any child in America, she, any child in America, with 12 hands, praying for a bigger house, anybody but her own body, is somebody's baby, carrying bags of groceries, waiting for someone to notice them. Walking up 158th Street, walking up 158th Street.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Jessica Caremore.
Thank you so much, Joan, for having me.
Oh, this is so exciting. And we just heard Walking Up 158th Street from your CD, Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this piece, please.
Walking Up 158th Street. Yeah, our neighborhood. You know,
our neighborhood, yeah, girlfriend.
Harlem.
Right?
I love Harlem. You know, I grew up in Detroit, and when I moved to New York City, I lived in Brooklyn first, and then eventually felt the need to go uptown, and I felt very at home uptown. It really reminded me of Detroit and just New York City in general. As a writer and poet, when you're walking up the street, you see so many people. And this poem is a poem that's actually from my second book. It's been around for a long time, and I decided that this had to be on this album. And when I was walking off the 2 train and literally just walking home to my house on 159th and St. Nick at the time, and I saw this little old woman, not, you know, maybe she's a woman in her, maybe in her late 60s, 70s, carrying lots of bags up a staircase in New York. And just being from Detroit and having Southern roots from Alabama, like, and, you know, you don't see a woman carrying bags and no one's asking her, do you need some help? So I looked at this woman's face. I'll never forget her. She's walking up the stairs of the train. And so that's the little brown lady with brown eyes, little brown lady with brown eyes. And these are real people. And then I'm walking home and I saw these twin boys. As you know, that neighborhood, I'm assuming it still is, was a lot heavy Dominican, right? So there's all these Dominican little boys running home from school, and I'm looking at this broken glass, and they're like, and they look like they're by themselves, very comfortable. They don't look scared. And it was really profound to me, you know, in the times that we're in. And I have a young son, you know, that's 9. And it was in New York. I had a son, Omari, who's grown now. But just the thought of 2 children just running free that way in a neighborhood that was maybe safe, but maybe not always safe, you know, for them to be alone. And so it was like, yeah, twin boys, Mexico, Latino, Indian, African, any child in America, you know, could it be any kid? And, you know, just going through the glass like it was nothing. And the preppy drug dealers, that's my Dominican brothers uptown, you know, and which was really different for me being from Detroit, seeing them. And then there's the white blonde lady on heroin. And it's funny because the video was just released off Chivoti Media. Talib Kweli's label just released a video a few days ago. And it's some of the people in the video are literally just people coming home
from wherever they were coming from, and we stopped them on the street and asked them to be in the video. So the white blonde lady on heroin, when you see the video, you would think we casted this woman, but she was just walking home, and I said, oh, this woman here, you know, and would you do this? And she was fantastic, but she was a friend of mine when I lived on 159th St. Nick. She was a woman that was constantly in my building, probably addicted to drugs, and was very nice, and I saw her one day, and she had broken her arm. And I was like, what you doing? She said, oh, I was partying with my friends, you know, and she was a wild lady, you know, but she was very confident in a place called Harlem, you know, this like white blonde lady on heroin. And I thought I wanted to exalt her name and call her name, you know, and that's what the piece is about. It's really about not forgetting people and tell people stories. And that's what I do as a poet. I can look at strangers' faces and find the poems in their bodies, you know, they're in there. And just the way that we're all connected, and the fat girl. I mean, we've all been that girl. You know, that girl that wants attention, the girl that wants to be pretty, doesn't quite know how to do it yet, got on a shirt that might be a little too tight. You want attention, mm-hmm. but you don't even know what attention brings. Attention can be dangerous, you know? And I found a gracious young woman walking up 158th Street while we're there out there with our cameras. And I said, would you be in this video? Because the person we casted, funny enough, bailed, and it was really interesting because I don't think she understood the importance of the part, and it's not derogatory. When I'm saying fat girl, I'm celebrating the little girl, you know, the little thick girl, mm-hmm. and she did it with ease, and so, you know, this is my Gil Scott Heron, you know, my Gil Scott Heron homage, you know, on my album, whose Gil was very, very dear to me, and what he's done with music and poetry has been what I've attempted to do. And the reason why it's taken me, even though I've been doing poetry and music for over 20 years, it took me this long. This is my very first recording. And it's my very first recording. And it took me this long because I really wanted to get the music right. And I didn't want to just throw my poems over some beats. You know, it had to be beautifully orchestrated. And John Dixon is a young pianist out of Detroit that wrote most of this album. That you'll hear. And yeah, I'm just really thrilled that it's out.
Now let's listen to another cut from her CD, Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James, Poem Before the End of the World.
What if I wrote a poem pulled back from the corner of your jazz blues mouth? A book I sometimes reread to remind me that real lives make these stories. There is so much truth in the softest places. What if I believed there was no such thing as dead? What is our commitment? What is written? What is said? How long do I have you for? Maybe just till 4. Is that enough time? To make something revolutionary? Is that enough time to change the inevitable clock? You my bookmark waiting for me to open to the right page, the right moment. I lie my body down inside your favorite lines of Tony. Remember every word you told me. Our kiss is on the 14th line. Somewhere there is snow and I'm skating away on a Joni River. There is a yes on the other side of every no. There is a yes on the other side of every no. Love used to be just ink on paper. We so sophisticated now. We so old, we knew, we so old, we knew, we so old. Like an ancestor, my spirit flew through. Is this room through with you?
I got something I've been meaning to tell you for 400 years. Ozzy had Ruby, Malcolm had Betty, King had Coretta, and all we have is fear. Watching walls fall down around us, my stolen heart hidden on a dusty shelf. I love the sound of suddenly being found. This is my poem before the end of the world. This is my poem before the end of the world. This is my poem inspired by the children of Bahia, the sunsets of Soweto. Here's to Brooklyn bridges, Detroit love letters, and blacktop salvation. Sidewalk talk and liberation, names carved on trees, 6 degrees and Hollywood dreams. This is a song for lovers. This is a poem you bury in your finest gear.
When the sun is done.
What if this short hour just saved me? Armageddon is for lovers, baby. When the sun is done with us, when your smile's no longer in a rush, I'll simply give what God gave me to give and write more poems so we can live.
So we can live.
Live. Live.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with our interview with Jessica Kerr Moore. Okay, so this is your first album.
It is my first. Yeah,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So before your first album.
Books. I've been writing books.
You've been writing books.
I have.
And writing your
Yeah.
And publishing. Now, when and why did you start your own publishing company?
Well, I started More Black Press in 1990. What was that? Six, I think. I put out my first book in 97. So I guess that's when it really officially became More Black Press. And I was in New York City at the time. A lot of amazing poets were on the scene then. Saul Williams, Sharif Simmons, Asha Bandeli, Carl Hancock Rux, Tony Medina. I mean, the list goes on. You know, they're very well known now and continue to do work. And as a person from Detroit coming as an outsider to New York City, you know, I had a way of being able to say, you know, look at people who were talented and say, well, you know, and I like to, you know, what are we doing with it? Are we just going to be poets reciting poetry, or are we going to actually build an institution around this? And More Black Press became that institution. And I published The Words Don't Fit in My Mouth. I had done the Apollo and won the Apollo. And so I had a following, international following at that, had already performed in London, went to on tour with Paul Beattie, to Scotland and to Manchester and Liverpool. I was like 22, 23 years old. And I was, you know, it was amazing. But I had no product, no book to sell. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And so I had an agent at the time, and I was going after a traditional publishing deal, and just kind of like sat down with myself and said, well, Jessica, you know, what do you care about someone publishing you, or do you just care about building an institution for poets and for your voice? And that became my work, and that's been my work, you know, for a long time now. And so The Words Don't Fit in My Mouth happened. Saul Williams, about 6 months later, gave me his manuscript, who's one of the most popular poets of my generation and my peer. And we published The Seventh Octave, his first book of poetry. And then, I've done Danny Simmons' book, you know, beautiful book of poetry. Danny, who's, of course, the brother of Russell Simmons, and has a beautiful book of poetry with his paintings. And that was the first time he'd ever published anything like that. He did it with More Black Press. So we're pushing along. You know, it's not, publishing's hard work. It's thankless work. Everything's kind of gone digital. I'm old school enough. I really prefer books in the hands, you know, and but this, the music was in it. And I was on the music scene also. So I wasn't just on the literary scene in New York City. I was at Brooklyn Moon Cafe and New Eurekan and those places. But I also was on the music scene, doing a lot of experimental drum and bass and rock and roll with my poems. And I really liked that space. But when I started to record this rock and roll album in Detroit, I wasn't liking the way it was coming out sonically. And so I felt like I needed to take a step back. And I met this brother named Jose James, who's on Blue Note Records, who's on my album. He's on the single You Want Poems with my Baba Roy Ayers playing vibes. And Jose, I saw his approach in him. And I think Gregory Porter, you know, musically influenced me a lot on this piece. I watched them as a vocalist. I know you can understand, you know, like the way that you approach jazz. And I'm not a jazz singer, but I was like, well, if I was, you know, like, how would I approach this as a poet? How would it work? And I wanted to conjure Billie Holiday, and I wanted to conjure Phyllis Hyman, and even Whitney Houston, for that matter, who I loved and was hurt when she passed away. Etta James, I have a blues haiku on the album for Etta James. So these women we hold up and hold dear, but I feel like their broken hearts are the thing that made their music great. And for me, as a mother and someone who has loved and has been married and has been divorced, and now I'm a single mom and love again, you know, always in love, Jessica, you know, but figuring out a way to stay in that space and let survival be my mantra, allow like art and music to be the place where I can put pain so that I don't hurt myself, you know, so I could take care of my son and be healthy emotionally, mentally, spiritually, not needing anything extra to get me high, you know, real talk, you know, just those things that unfortunately a lot of artists look to because I don't know, they don't have enough in their lives, they don't have enough for themselves, they're giving constantly, nobody's giving them anything back. And yeah, I wanted to like bring that kind of energy into the space. And I've been really, you know, blessed because audiences are loving it. You know, we did Blue Note in November in New York City with the band, and it was amazing. You know, the responses have been very, very monumental for me. And it's for me like important, as after 20 some years of doing your work, to find new audiences, to figure out a way to do something different with your poems. Because my poems have never sounded like this. And that's what's amazing for me, because I'm so rapid fire. And these poems are slowed down. Like I took a breath and said, okay, We're going to do the pump.
Took a breath.
Yeah.
This ends part one of our interview with Jessica Keir Moore. Next week, we'll talk more about her poetry and her work as an AIDS activist. You're listening now to Deep Breath from her CD, Black Tea, The Legend of Jesse James.
The pace and you learn in time. My New York walk on pause. I rewrite songs, search for lines from songs. I imagine calm in the city I was born. Quiet can get you killed. So tired of women being told to be quiet. I want to scream, this is everything. This is the Holy Ghost, this is breath. This is the way I love, with my legs closed and heart open. Can you still fuck me like that, player? We fight for every push, every pain, every rape, every discovery on our clock. Hip-hop has turned pathological. My unborn daughter is searching for her jazz womb. So damn happy I'm a poet, protected by mothers, by Betty, by Nina, by Alice, by Sonia, by Lucille, doubted by liars. I start afternoon fires. Y'all so abandoned. No revolution for you to ruin. We so spoiled. Following, surviving off our air, you sample, borrow.
Right.
Light skin mafia. 7 Mile, Grand Boulevard, Joy Road, Cratchit, Jefferson, East Side, Philosopher, 1989. Wait, 1988.
Yeah.
Natural and regal, writing about your dreams of Brooklyn. How's it feel to be a dream? Right. How's it feel to be drag raced up Grand River by your pigtails, better made? Have you ever been a girl, brother? Do you know how hard it is to balance pussy and heart? We sweat, we swallow, we conjure, we love, we give. I'm on the third floor of history. I'm every beautiful man's mystery. I'm on the third floor of history. I'm every beautiful man's mystery. The credits never listed me. Just trying to get you to listen to me. I read my poem 700 miles per hour. A predator of words. Metaphors soaked in blood and tears. And the lie of a girl who says sex is recreational when our heart chakras are the most tender, the most vulnerable place for a man to enter without protection. Some pretend to know how to breathe. Well, really just we're existing on hell-bent pain. Too scared to push out the truth that got us into womanhood. We replace our femininity with male bravado. Forgetting our goddess and forsaking our future warrior daughters. Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath. 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 Deep breath. I'm a lightning strike. I'm a warm volcano. I'm the flight of black-eyed birds. I'm southern blues. I'm the Great Lakes. Running, 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 running. I'm a Cherokee woman. I'm my father's geography. The red rocks of Sedona. I'm the mythology of music. I'm your seasonal lover. I prefer summer. I'm the queen of tea. I'm what you want me to be. I'm taking.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
On peace, my lungs expanded. Thoughts running free, not the ones with lashes. Like Harriet, Moses, or Musa, Mansa. Another blessed day. I feel it in my bones and I hold this thought like I'm taking an x-ray. Working paragraphs when I'm making an essay. The Lord know I'm weak and take me a rest day. The legend of Jesse James, so maybe you press play and let it all go. Take the stress away. Not tackle me or hassle me. Slows the pace, less gravity. Speaking of space, chest cavity.
I roll my native eyes back to a time of simpler living. A red cardinal lands on my porch after a morning rain. A ladybug interrupts our exchange. Insects will always thrive in the ghetto. Our hands are mounted for this 17 black dotted red. Lays kissing my fingers. Beauty, such a small, intimate thing. White clouds of mercy take over the turquoise sky. Finally, she finds her rhythm. Her heart, yellow as the sun, finds shape inside his glove.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.